This is the Old Homegrown Spotlight,
powered by Sweetwater Studios.
From beginners to rock stars, Sweetwater Studios has you covered. Open 7 days a week.
Fields and Fortresses.
Hey, this is Aaron.
And Scott.
This is Kenny.
And Mike. And we are Fields and Fortresses, and this is the Alt Homegrown Spotlight powered by Sweetwater on Alt 99.5 and 102.3.
History of the band. Like, we, this whole thing kind of started just as a one-man project. I was just hanging out in a tiny little, like, four-room house in a little bitty town outside of Springfield, Illinois, and I just started writing music and kind of crafting a sound that I felt comfortable with and felt was marketable. And then once I had that, I started to build an album around it. That's where Brave New World came out of, this whole time of transition, like moving from like the only home that I ever knew to come to Fort Wayne and, you know, work at Sweetwater and, you know, start this whole new life with my wife and, like, just in a place that I knew nobody, had absolutely zero connections. And so the album is just really chronicles that. I've always felt that music is about being honest and like sharing your struggles and your triumphs at the same time with people. And so, you know, I developed the whole album and then, you know, brought these guys along.
We were already friends. So we posted the ad and we're like, hey, we could be those guys. Yeah. We already are.
Yeah.
So we'll play with you.
Yeah, and so it just kind of, it fell together really fast. We've got songs coming up about human trafficking, which is what we were really trying to raise awareness about with our show with Remedy Drive here recently. You know, it being the largest organized crime behind drugs in the world is human trafficking. There are 40 million slaves worldwide.
And growing in Indiana, too.
Yeah. And so it's crazy to think about it that way. There's an estimated somewhere between 100,000 and 300,000 people in the U.S. alone who are involved in human trafficking, specifically sex trafficking. Fort Wayne's kind of become a hub for that, and so we wanted to raise awareness and start to, start a conversation around that. So some of the music that we're coming out with is about, you know, the marginalized and the people that are taken advantage of and oppressed in our society. We want to see that stop, and you know, music to me is as much about connecting with people as it is about, you know, using it for raising awareness. And, you know, you look at like the songs throughout generations that have been like a huge influence on politics and religion and just social change. They've been huge advocates for social change. I've always felt that, you know, music has a place there, and if you're not using that platform to, you know, further a cause that is good for the common, you know, man, for the people around you, then it's not really worth singing about. So, I don't know. I see the division, but I see there's a lot of hope. Thank you. And so that's where I want these songs to go, is I want them to shine a light on the things that are in the darkest corners of our society, and I want to see them come to the forefront that we can start a conversation and fix the problems. So yeah, that's a lot of what we're working on moving forward.
That's a wait. I'm waiting on our stars. Is
yeah.
About that.
I think that was the last song that was finished for this album.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows, because the rest of the album is really that whole like story of my transition. Mm-hmm. And this song is like, it almost kind of sits apart from the rest of it in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but so we're instructed to believe, cause we're biding our time, we're wasting our days, we keep on hoping that the world will change, we're caught in our eyes, cause we can't take the blame, we are waiting on our stars to change.
We're looking for Fort Wayne's best for the Alt Homegrown Spotlight. Learn more and submit your band today at alt995.com.
Fort Wayne's alternative.